7:40, the WSGW Morning Team Show time on a Thursday. And on Thursdays, as the Ontario Hockey League season continues, we continue to have our special updates on what Saginaw Spirit Hockey is all about. And we get that update from Voice of Spirit Hockey that you enjoy when you listen to the broadcasts on WSGW. And that would be our voice, Joy Botano, who joins us this morning. I'm sure fresh you are this morning, Joy, after having to travel back from the Sarnia game last night. Did you catch enough Z's on the bus, or do you even sleep on the bus, Joy?
Fresh as a daisy. Got in my, I think it ended up being about 4.5 hours, and travel day today as we get ready for a long road trip and taking on Kitchener on Friday night.
Yeah, life in the Ontario Hockey League, we understand. Hey, since we last talked, Spirit played, I'd say, three of the craziest games this season. I mean, you go back to the weekend where the Spirit had the two games against Erie. They win the game 8-1, and the next game gets shut out 2-0. That's an interesting 24-hour turnaround, I'm sure, for both teams as the games played out.
Well, apparently they used them all up Friday night.
And it was the same Erie goaltender, too, wasn't it, both nights?
It was. So the night before, that Friday night, Lalonde, the goalie for Erie, had given up 4 goals on 7 shots and got pulled in the second period. And the next night, couldn't beat him. I mean, he was locked in. We had probably about 4 or 5 point-blank chances. Thinking of a couple in the second period, like Josh Bloom on the power play point blank, Pavel Minchikov back-to-back chances on the power play. So we had our looks for sure, and Lalonde was, you know, locked in. So that's one of those nights where, you know, you tip your hat to the goaltender. He came out and he was ready to play and make a statement, and he sure did. First career shutout after being pulled, giving up, you know, more than 50% of the shots on goal the night before.
It's crazy the way it can work. And they'll take any sport when you have games that are played back-to-back against an opponent and how different they can be. It's just kind of strange the way that goes on. And as strange as that seemed to be, last night in Sarnia, wow, a 10-6 score, although the final score doesn't say how close it really was. I mean, you had a 6-6 game. Back and forth the teams went exchanging leads until deep into the third period when Sarnia started to pull away. But that was a crazy game, too.
I know, and it's funny. We mentioned on the broadcast, we were talking about Ty Voigt, who's a Toronto Maple Leafs pick, and we brought up the Red Wings Maple Leafs game from last Saturday that finished 10-7. When it was a 2-1 game or something like that, it was not, you know, a game that it was high scoring. And sure enough, you know, we ended up 10-6. So it was a wild game last night. Neither team could really hold a lead. You know, Saginaw had 3 different leads. Sarnia held on to their 3rd lead of the game. It was a pretty wild hockey game last night. I think from the Spirit, from a glass half full perspective, you're encouraged by the offensive production you saw there for sure. But on the other side of the spectrum, they gave up 8 essentially because 2 empty net goals, but you're not going to win too many games giving up 8 goals. So it's one of those nights, and hopefully the team can play a little bit more of a complete game coming up here Friday night against Kitchener. It was good in some areas, but certainly not good enough in others.
And let's talk about that. So you've got a couple of games. You mentioned a road trip as the team has to take off because there is travel going to Kitchener on Friday and Owen Sound on Saturday. What are you looking for in those games, Joey?
Well, just, you know, the coaching staff talks about, you know, the compete. And I think that's the most important thing, you know. This is a team here in Saginaw that, you know, we lack the experience at this point and some skill on some of these, you know, higher teams in the standings. So on any given night, like, we're going to have to outwork our opponent to win. And, you know, most nights the compete is there. I thought last night the compete was there, but there were some mental mistakes that happened. There were some unfortunate things that led to goals too against. So it's just, you live with that as long as the players are working hard and really putting forth an honest effort. And again, I've talked about it before, and this is, from the coach's lips, it's that incremental growth game to game. You just want to keep seeing it. And that doesn't necessarily have to mean team-wide. If you can just pick out one area where there was growth, where there was a step in the right direction, I think that's the most important thing. We've talked about this before. I don't believe the wins or the losses is the end of the world this year. It is what it is. It's a rebuilding year. So as long as you're seeing some type of positive or growth in an area, from the development perspective of the team, it's a win, even though at the end of the night it might not be a win, in the record column.
Yeah, and as we've talked about with the youngsters, and it's nice to see the youngsters' names, especially offensively. As much as you want to stop goals, you're not going to win games unless you put the puck in a net. And several of those youngsters' names, you hear stepping up, like last night with Dean Lucas stepping up and getting a goal and a couple of assists, so just for an example. We're hearing those names on a regular basis now being talked about with you and Dennis on the broadcast.
Yeah, and for Dean, he played high school hockey last year. I mean, he was an elite high school hockey player. I think he had 56 goals last year. But, it's interesting to see. This is the Ontario Hockey League. This is the number one development junior hockey league in the world. So, seeing a kid step into that league and produce from Michigan High School Hockey, for those listening to this who are familiar with Michigan High School Hockey, this is a huge step for high school hockey here in this state. To have a player like Dean Lucas come into the OHL and produce, it's a really positive thing. And high school hockey programs here in this area, in Flint and Saginaw area, there's good high school hockey, obviously, down south in the prep schools. And there's really good high school hockey up north where Dean played in Calumet. And so this is a really positive thing. And hopefully people who follow high school hockey in this state are taking note of a player like Dean Lucas and realizing that, obviously when you're playing high school hockey in Michigan, the goal is to go to college and get a scholarship. Well, Dean Lucas is proving that, you could be a professional or potential professional hockey player as well. You don't have to go to the NCAA route. You can go the major junior route and into professional as well and have success. So I think it's a great step forward for Dean personally and for Michigan high school hockey as a whole to see the success that he's had.
Now that's an interesting perspective, especially when you talk about a youngster coming out and playing against, if he's out of high school at, 17, 18, but now he steps into, there are obviously other kids his age, but you get those overagers, those more experienced guys, and it's a whole different world. And it's fast. I've seen some of these high school games. It's amazing how well these high school teams play, but it's still another level of step-up hockey of the speed and the finesse that's played in the Ontario Hockey League. So coming out of high school, that's an interesting point you make for Dean's case.
And it's something that, it doesn't really translate. Like, you don't see too many, where's high school hockey big? Well, you think about Minnesota, you think about Michigan, you think about Massachusetts, and you rarely see those players go the major junior route. You usually see them go to U.S. junior and then commit to college programs. And to see Dean have this type of success, I think it lets those players know that, hey, there's other options out there for you, And that's really what it's all about. I'm not here to break down the benefits and the disadvantages of going major junior versus college, but certainly it gives high school players a heads up and option from one of their peers that, hey, if Dean Lucas can do it, and, he was one of the elite players in high school hockey last year, maybe I'm one of the elite players in Michigan high school hockey this year. Maybe Saginaw or Flint or Erie in the OHL is an option for me as well.
Yeah, hey, we can talk about our local Saginaw kid, Mitchell Smith, in high school here and playing for the Spirit. So Joey, we always appreciate the conversations. And we'll look forward to you and Dennis tomorrow night, Friday night at Kitchener, Saturday at Owen Sound, both broadcast on 100.5 as well as being online. And 7:15 will be the broadcast time both nights for 7:30 faceoffs. Saginaw Spirit hockey all season long. Hope that you have a safe bus trip and get a few extra Z's before you got to perform again tomorrow and Saturday, Joey.
All right. Thanks for having me, Charlie.
Always good to hear the conversations for you. Saginaw Spirit hockey all season long with WSGW 100.5. Specifically.